12 unmistakable signs of a covert narcissistic mother. You've read all about narcissistic mothers, and you know, the descriptions don't exactly describe your mother's behavior. Yes, she's difficult, impossible is more like it, but instead of the loud, brash variety of narcissists, she's subtle, quiet, and frankly, more manipulative. That doesn't make her any less dangerous. If anything, she's a covert narcissist, she's more dangerous. A wolf in sheep's clothing. When she's so good at manipulating, you wonder if she's really a narcissist or if it's all in your head. It's hard to see clearly. You can feel like you're in a fog. No wonder you're confused. Anyone would be. Actually, that's the point, to keep you in the dark and unaware. Well, never fear. I'm going to have some clarity for you. And when you can see through a covert narcissistic mother's disguises, all her masks, you're no longer going to be groping in the dark. Instead, you'll see through the moves for what they are so that you can deal with them more effectively. Please stick with me until the end, and I promise you her covert moves will no longer hold the same power over you. Together, we're going to begin to break her spell so that you can begin to break free. So, what does it feel like to be under the spell of a covert narcissistic mother? Well, an encounter with a covert narcissistic mother, it might seem pleasant enough on the surface, but you come away with like a sickening feeling in the pit of your stomach, and you feel guilty of what you're not quite sure. You also might feel frustrated. You can't get it right with mom. And then you end up doubting yourself and wonder what you did wrong. But mostly, you come away feeling just bad about yourself. Now, with a straightforward narcissistic mother, you come away feeling bad about her. A covert narcissistic mother leaves you feeling bad about you. So, the overt narcissistic traits are easiest to spot. The covert traits, well, not so much. However, after counseling women in psychotherapy for over 30 years, I know all the moves and I can break them down so that you can see what they are. Okay, I'm going to break down several. So, here's how covert narcissistic mother accomplishes the same goals, keep that in mind, as an overt one. So number one, she needs to look perfect. So the overt trait could be like this mother is dressed to the nines, Botox to the max, and will name drop her latest posh vacation spot in all conversations. It's all about how she looks to the world. It's pretty easy to spot her ways. Covert NPD trait is like, this mom transfers her need to look perfect, but she transfers it to you. You are what we call in the field her narcissistic extension. Now, she'll brush off a compliment about herself. Oh, this whole thing, well, I've had it for ages. But she'll need you to be her show pony, perfect and polished. She glows when you make her look good, but she has a little tolerance for your struggles. She micromanages your every move and will ride you relentlessly, pressuring you to achieve the successes that reflect well on her. Okay, moving on. Number two, she can't admit she's wrong. So when she's overt, she's braggadocious and frankly pretty obnoxious. This mom will argue with you your every point. She never backs down and never admits fault. covert version is, well, it's sneakier. She still can't admit she's wrong, but she's going to do it in a roundabout way. For example, she'll say, oh, well, what do I know? I'm only your mother. But then she holds on to your failures, waiting for just the right time to throw them back in your face when it serves her purposes. If she does apologize, it's not genuine, and it's frequently followed by a, but you. Okay, akin to number two, it's number three, she has to be right. Again, overt mom, she's going to tell anyone who will listen what she thinks, and she thinks plenty. She'll sound off and won't back down, no matter evidence to the contrary. This is because it stems from her need to feel superior. Covert trait, well, mom privately prevails on you to see things her way. Although with others, she keeps her feelings of superiority under wraps, but she's going to tell you what she really thinks when they're gone. With you, she can be relentless. And when you try your way and fail, instead of protecting your pride and your vulnerability, no one can wield an I told you so with more self-satisfaction than the covert narcissistic mom. Number four, she lacks empathy. Well, the overt mom, she just can't put herself in another person's place. Frankly, she sees no need to do so. Instead, she'll bully and dominate without a second thought about how her actions land. She's just clueless. Covert variety, she's going to insist she's in your corner, but then she tells you that, well, you're just too sensitive if you show her feelings. She'll blame you for the harm she causes, and then she'll tell you that her critical comments are for your own good. It's confusing. She actually needs you to buy in to her cruelty. Number five, she needs to win at any cost. So, the overt mom, everything is a contest and there are winners and losers. If mom isn't the winner, in her mind, she's a loser. As a result, she'll do anything to win. But you can see it plain as day. The covert mom, if she can't take credit for it, it will threaten her. It's like the line in the Snow White fairy tale, Mirror, Mirror on the Wall, who's the fairest of them all? That's very real to her. While most mothers, well, they take pride in their daughter's beauty and accomplishments, covert mom is like weirdly threatened by it. And the way that you know this is she's gonna need to take you down a notch. She's the master of the backhanded compliment or the double speak. That what she's saying is not exactly what she means, but she's gonna convey that in subtle subtext or digs or qualifiers that leave you feel like, wow, why did that compliment not really feel so good? So, number six, she acts entitled. So we know the overt variety of this. This is a mom, well, somehow the rules just don't apply to her. She'll break in line, expect treatment for no good reason, special treatment, and thinks others should, well, just do her bidding. Just because. And depending on the level of narcissism, this can range from bending the rules to out-and-out criminality. So, covert variety is, well, she's just as entitled, but she gets her way through manipulation. And she's got no trouble in lying, stretching the truth, focusing on something she wants to focus on, making up the facts as she goes along as they fit her purposes. However, her preferred ways to avoid being found out are gaslighting and artfully dodging the truth. Her number one go-to is portraying herself as the victim instead of owning up to victimizing another. Again, it's tricky. It's smoke and mirrors. Okay. Number seven, she exploits others. Overt variety. She uses people and then poof, discards them and devalues them when they're of no use to her. So, but the covert variety, she might look as though she's close and caring, but in reality, she's collecting relational chips that she's planning on cashing in when she needs them. This includes appropriating her daughter to supply her needs. Many times, the covert narcissistic mother parentifies her daughter. And because a daughter is unable to say no, her expectations, mom's expectations, are quite frankly inappropriate. Well, I'm going to give you a bonus. Bonus traits for the covert narcissistic mother. Guilt tripping. Bet you're familiar with this one. Nobody, and I mean nobody, is better at making you feel guilty than the covert narcissistic mom. She won't be done with you until you show some signs that you are the one that shows remorse and culpability, not her. She needs you to go away with the feeling that, well, you kind of owe her something. Your guilt is a credit. She can cash in when she pleases. Number nine, the silent treatment and withholding affection. Again, covert variety, narcissistic mom. And you know this all too well. If she's unhappy with you or feels that you're getting out from under her control, she'll give you the silent treatment, and her silence speaks louder than any words could. She keeps the relational tension leash tight and doesn't let up until you show your fealty to her. She keeps you second guessing until you have figured out what she thinks or what you've done wrong, and you're working to get back in her good graces. She might not let you know exactly what she expects or needs, but she enjoys and gains a sense of self-importance by the very act that you're scrambling, scurrying, trying to get back in her good graces. In this way, she both provokes anxiety and uses your anxiety or control over you. That's kind of chilling. Number 10, she says one thing and does another. So mind reading is a requirement to stay in mom's good graces. And since it's hell on earth to be outside of her good graces, you're a willing student. You need to watch for her gestures and eye roll, the rage cleaning, the slam door, all packed in with plausible deniability. What? I'm not mad. I don't know what you're talking about. You have to pay very close attention. This is the hypervigilant, anxious attachment. It keeps you very tied to her. Somebody overt, they're going to tell you exactly what they expect, and you may follow it or not. Maybe you're bullied into following it. But the covert variety, you're doing all the work. And the amount of time that you're watching her, her moods, her gestures, do things line up? Is she saying one thing, but she really means another, that you're supposed to pick up the subtext? Number 11, she'll play one sibling against another if it suits her purposes. So again, it's all about control. She's not afraid to pit siblings against one another to maintain her control. She plays favorites. She'll praise the child who's working to please her or making her look good. And of course, this of course sets up siblings to be at odds with each other. Now, she'll say she loves all of her children equally, but her actions tell a different story. Number 12. And of course, dear old dad. I'm saying that a little sarcastically. She will make dad's life a living hell if he crosses her. So, dad is pretty much in a no-win situation. Besides divorce, there isn't any escape or hope for a better life as long as she's with mom, and if mom's an untreated narcissist. Mostly men in this situation try to keep their heads down and go along to get along. It's not right because it leaves the children, that would include you, with no protection and also no example or model of how to stand up to mom. Frequently, a mother like this won't let, quote unquote, her daughter have a close relationship with her father without feeling extremely threatened. Daughters tend to pick up on this unspoken rule and have the feeling, I belong to mom. They'll tell me in psychotherapy, I can't really talk to my dad. Or if I do, you know, I'm on the phone and it's always on speakerphone. Mom's always listening in. Or when I can't visit dad without mom in attendance. I hear this a lot. So, okay, why is it so hard to tell if your mother is a covert narcissist? Well, you know, we're all familiar with the jerk at the bar, certain politicians, the a-hole boss that you can barely tolerate. We even know to watch our back around that mean girl or neighbor, coworker who would sleep with our partner given half the chance or throw you under the bus if it suits her purposes. But with narcissism so prevalent in our culture today, we kind of know the classic signs, and if we have a choice, we know to stay away. But when it comes to our own mother dearest, it gets a bit trickier because a child needs her mother. She doesn't have the luxury of moving out or finding another. So she follows a biological mandate to make it work, whatever it takes. And over time, and it's woven into the developmental history because she's so used to putting mom's needs ahead of her own, she will have normalized much of mom's behavior. And it's even trickier when the symptoms or traits are veiled, hidden, or covert. You might say, okay, so mom's a covert narcissist. Why can't anyone else, including my family, see it? Well, one reason could be because women, and especially mothers, are hyper aware of what the culture expects from them. They know how to put on a good front. In fact, they're experts at it. You will most likely find a supporting cast of characters behind the scenes, including, as we've talked about, the enabling passive father, and I hear about this a lot, possibly a golden child brother who doesn't get the same treatment. In fact, he and mom, like when you look closer, they're not very close, this golden child brother and mom. Mom will kind of weirdly worship the son and give him anything that he wants, but you won't see a lot of intimate back and forth. He will be like the family mascot, the one that is making the family look good in mom's eyes. Whether or not he really is a good guy is a whole nother kettle of fish. And if dad's stuck around, he's most likely made his peace with it by doing her bidding instead of protecting you or standing up for himself. Over time, he gets very invested in not rocking the boat, and he's going to encourage you to do the same with phrases like, okay, you know how your mother is. The expectation is that she's going to get her way no matter the cost. If you look closely, her social relationships are most likely a mile wide and an inch deep, mostly designed for show, or she'll have friends who are kind of her minions under her thumb, and for one reason or another, they're okay with that. So, unless everyone has had enough and flown the coop, only her daughter will have intimate knowledge of her harmful ways. This can be confusing at best and isolating at the worst. So it's really tough to spot these covert narcissistic moms, and she may be a special way with her daughter and not with the other members of the family. She has them under her thumb, but they're allowed to differentiate, to go away, to lead their own lives, as long as she gets her own way in the areas that matter to her. But she's more likely to appropriate to her daughter, to use as a narcissistic extension. So if you're in that role, I hope these breaking down of traits has been helpful, because it's not easy to spot and it's difficult to get out from under. Your first step is this awareness, but it is possible. It is possible.